Hello and welcome to the podcast.
Breakfast on Midlands 183 with thanks to Tullamore Credit Union's current account, tullamorecu.ie.
Because it is Bad Dad Gag Day.
And when you hear that noise, David, you know the weekend is upon us.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, I love
it. Great
news. Great news. Couldn't come quick enough. Big hello to Kev. Kev said, I don't mean to brag, but I just finished a puzzle in one day. The box said 2 to 4 years.
Nailed
Kev, this for you. This for you. Duncan said, the police just pulled me over and said, papers? I said, scissors, I win, and drove off.
Duncan's a legend.
I think he wants a rematch. He's been chasing me for 45 minutes.
Best of three.
Oh, that is brilliant. Cheers, Duncan. Another text in from Dave said, I accidentally passed my wife a glue stick instead of chapstick. She's still not talking to me.
Hey-o.
I went to a linen convention the other day, David. You know that?
Of course you did.
Yeah,
of course you did.
A linen convention.
Go on, tell us.
Yeah. It was a sheet show, to be honest with you.
I'd give that a boo, to be honest.
What? No, you wouldn't. David, come on.
Sorry.
Okay, David.
Unimpressed.
Right, okay. Let's try better. Liverpool did well in the FA Cup during the week, didn't they?
They did.
Yeah, they did. With all the young players they fielded.
That's right.
Yeah, but word is coming true that... 4 of the players tested positive for Calpol.
Mayo. I like that.
The world's worst limbo player walks into a bar. Ah, David, come on.
Yes.
You didn't have your coffee this morning. What's wrong with you?
I did. I just feel a bit under the weather, which, by the way, I would say is snow joke.
Snow joke? Nailed it. There's always a dad joke there somewhere.
Yeah,
isn't there?
Just lurking underneath.
Waiting to come out, begging, while your brain is going, don't do it, don't do it.
Yeah,
your
exactly.
Heart is going, do it, go for it.
Go with your heart.
I can't believe it. The Society of Master Carpenters told me I can't join. Shocking, isn't it?
It's unfair.
A Roman walks into a bar, holds up 2 fingers and said, I'll have 5 pints, please.
Nice. Oh, I like that.
No radio? It's fine. You can get the full show Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands103.com, or you can download the free app from, I don't know, wherever you get your apps, I suppose. What an album. The Script, self-titled album with the track Talk You Down, Midlands 103, Peter Mayhew. So a Welsh grandmother says she's learning to live with the fame after millions of people watch footage of her being lifted 7 feet in the... Sorry, I shouldn't laugh. 7 feet in the air by a shop security shutter. Did you see this? Poor old Anne Hughes. She was left dangling upside down because her coat got caught outside the store in Tonteg near Pontypridd in Wales. And I seen the video yesterday. I had to show my wife straight away. I said, look at this. So poor old Anne was, she got caught in the security shutters. And she was lifted in the air and she was hanging there upside down by her coat, trying to hold on to her little trolley that she brings with her. Then she grabbed onto a bin. Sorry. Before a man had to come and rescue her and lift her down. Never mind Talk You Down with the Script. Anyway, I tell you, I can't help it. But the 71-year-old has been... She's been nicknamed Super Anne around the village. Oh, God. I tell you what. I just posted a video on Breakfast with Peter Dunne on Facebook. If you're a phone handy, hop onto Facebook. Just type in Breakfast with Peter Dunne. You'll see it on the stories. You'll see poor old Super Anne. She's all right now. She's fine. But it's just very, very comical. You have to see it. Anyway. Breakfast with Peter Dunne on Midlands 103. Weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. These are the highlights.
Majin Ma, David.
Good Majin Ma yourself.
Conas Ta too.
Tommy, good Ma, Peter.
Good man, fair play. Bukal Ma, David.
Tommy on Bukal Anawa.
Bukal Anawa. Very good.
I wasn't expecting that. It's terrible that the indigenous language should produce such anxiety
and fear. Yeah,
oh, fear.
Absolutely. But you know, son, we're celebrating that wonderful, wonderful
we
language
should, yeah.
All this week. And next week, of course, running up to the 17th. It's Seachtain na Gaeilge. And we're celebrating the fact that we have a beautiful language and we have this wonderful
language we need to keep alive, we need to cherish, we need to honour. It's absolutely beautiful. And I will admit that, okay, my Irish isn't great. I have been improving it over the last year or so.
Yeah, yeah, I heard you earlier. I was quite impressed.
Thank you, David. Ah, Gormila Machagod.
Amazing.
But I remember a few years ago, we were in Mallorca. Mm. And one of the funniest things that ever happened to me in my life happened there. When you go to likes of Mallorca or Ibiza or Lanzarote, you have these guys call themselves Lucky Lucky Men. Did you ever hear of them?
Lucky Lucky Men.
Lucky Lucky Men.
Yeah, I think I know what you mean.
They sell souvenirs and all that kind of stuff. They'll knock a bit of crack out of you. They're normally from North Africa. And they're wandering around with these like chains or sunglasses or whatever. Kind of like the guy we play on Silly O'Clock Club every morning. Do you know, he calls himself Very Good, Very Nice.
Hello, chicken nugget.
That guy there. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
So they'll try and, you know, sell you stuff. But we were at a karaoke bar. This is a number of years ago. And one of them came up and he had his like briefcase stuff. And he says, you like? And we said, nah, you're okay. And he goes, oh, where are you from? And we said, Ireland. He goes, oh, goodness, it taught you. And
we went, that's very impressive.
Goodness. So I'd one or two on me, you know, seven ups. So I said, yeah, I'm Will Chiadagum, Dulgadi, and Lefra Smoshida Hulle. And as any Irish person with a good functioning blather knows, that means, can I have permission to go to the toilet?
Yeah.
And he looked at me, he was puzzled. And I went, ha, gotcha. And he puzzled and he pointed to the corner of the room and he said, don't need to ask me where the toilet is. The toilet's over there.
Ah, Peter, went, you what? Were smoked.
And one of the lads jumped up and went, can each two? Which is, how old are you? And he said, Tommy truck a blina dish. What?
You must have been looking at your drink going, what's been put in this?
On it, like, am I awake? What's happening? And we said, where are you from? And he says, oh, I'm from North Africa, but I live in Connemara. You are joking.
I hope you bought a souvenir off them.
I did. Not only did I buy a souvenir off them, David, I brought them up on stage. We sang Coolio's Gangster's Paradise together.
You did not.
As I said, I had a couple of lemonades on me. So, you know yourself.
Well, I suppose you were inspired by the absolute impossible situation you found yourself in.
Now you have it. Absolutely. And we sang it in English, not in Irish. I wouldn't be able for that stuff.
Peter. It's bra lat. It's bra lat, Man City.
I'll go way out of that. I'll talk to you about that later on. Good luck. Get this show in full Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands 103. Matthew Wilder on Midlands 103. 20 past 7 on your feel good breakfast. Good morning. Peter Dunn with you on this Monday. Hope you're well. So we're talking about the retro sounds. The sounds you don't hear anymore. But they'll bring you right back to the 80s, to the 90s, to the noughties even. 083 3010 103, what's yours? John and Burr said, hi Peter, it has to be the sound of a Walkman. Yeah, you don't hear that anymore, do you? The sound of the cassette tape being flipped over. Pop that cassette tape and close it over. Hit the buttons. And you hear that? You hear that whiz. Yeah, fast forward, rewind. Yeah. It was always faster, wasn't it, when you fast forward than rewind on a Walkman, wasn't it? What else do we have here? Paula said, morning Peter, dial-up internet. Definitely. Dial-up internet. Yes, what do we have here? Let's go for it. Oh yeah. Hold on, we're nearly there. Yeah. Oh, it sounds good. Brilliant. We're nearly connected. It was almost a success when you got connected to the internet. Despite the fact they were charging you for it, you know what I mean? Enrique Iglesias and Miranda Lambert, Space My Heart, Midlands 103, the new one from them. Good morning. No doubt about it, the best chocolate in the world is Cadbury's. Cadbury's chocolate. You want to argue? 083 3010 103, but I'm not having it. Cadbury's are marking their 200th anniversary by creating its first shop using more than 600 dairy milk bars. So it's going to build a shop made of dairy milk bars. So the chocolatiers made the store. John Cadbury opened in Birmingham in 1824, over 5 days at the Cadbury World Attraction in Bourneville. The sculpture is 85 centimetres tall and it weighs 30 kilos. Imagine that, a whole house made of dairy. Well, not a house, it's a shop. But it's made of dairy milk bars. I've never said this before in my life, and I didn't think I'd actually say this sentence, but I've never wanted to take a bite out of a load-bearing wall so badly in my life. Well, you're missing the music. You can get the show in full weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. on Midlands 103. Picture this, Midlands 103. Good morning, Peter Whitman. Congratulations to Michael Ward and Sandra Lee, who got engaged. Congrats, guys. It was an engagement with a twist. Because Michael works in Tesco's in Galway, in Uachtarach. And he proposed to his girlfriend in the bagging area on Valentine's Day. So the moment was captioned on video with shoppers all gathering around to applaud the couple. Ah, that's fantastic. Michael Ward and Sandra Lee. Congrats, guys. But you're in the bagging area. So I wonder when he got down on one knee and he took out the ring and he proposed. Did one of the machines go, unexpected item in the bagging area? Get this show in full Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands 103. Six. Fareki ain't talking you, Dick Hirding. Diagwich Dahi.
Hello.
Can us a tattoo?
Tommy, come on.
Excellent. We're getting the hang of this now.
Tattoo on far. Come on.
Ah!
On far, ma.
Ah!
Oh, I wish I had put some thought into this.
Never mind thought. Today is Fantastic Factor.
Ah, you did the thinking for us.
I did, so don't worry about it. The education starts now. Did you know the can opener was not invented until 50 years after the invention of canned food?
It just is not surprising. Wow. That's no. Gas.
That's mad. How did he open? Did he just like beat them off the ground or something?
I'd say they used a penknife. That type of thing.
I have it in my head now. They're in the Wild West.
Yeah.
They're all around the campfire trying to open the beans.
Yeah.
Now you're talking. It's kind of like you at lunchtime, David, actually.
Thank God for ring pulls.
He's talking about cans, by the way, just in case you're wondering.
Peter! That did not require any clarification. Mind out of the gutter.
Don't know what you did to me. The FBI began compiling information on Sacha Baron Cohen when he was filming Borat because they received numerous complaints about a weird man travelling the country in an ice cream truck.
I'm glad that they did that, yeah.
They did their job, in fairness.
Due diligence. You
know, absolutely. 100 million years ago, the Antarctica was covered in lush rainforest that had adapted to months without sunlight.
And in a few years, will be the Antarctica, presumably.
It will be. Do you have any tattoos?
Yes. I've got one.
Go on.
It's on my ribs.
All right.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's like a saying, a call to action that we used to shout when we were out partying in our early 20s, and I can't say it on air.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me off air.
Okay,
grand. But when you got that tattoo, your skin was pricked between 50 and 3,000 times per minute.
It's amazing.
That was it sore? On the ribs, like I say, it was
yeah,
sore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it was. So I just wanted it somewhere where I could hide it.
Fair enough. You know? It's a good spot, yeah.
Yeah, and I actually wanted it under my armpit, you know. But apparently there's some sort of lymph gland or something. Yeah, yeah. And they refused to do it there.
Fair enough.
Because they've had people run out of the thing screaming in pain from that. So I did it as close to there as possible. You're going to go a chattery bone. It's kind of, that's quite sore. And then in between the ribs, searing flesh pain. Also very sore. So two different types of sore.
What are you doing to yourself, David?
One and done. Never good. Doing any more.
Fair
again.
Enough. Yeah. Fair enough. Do you ever watch Friends TV show?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know the six main characters in Friends drank 1,154 cups of coffee in the 10 seasons?
Like actual cups of coffee?
Yeah.
That's incredible. I would have thought they were drinking empty cups.
But you know, it's not that bad. It only means they drank like one cup every 3 days. That's all right.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm away with that. Yeah.
It's not. Look, Peter, that's not a fantastic fact.
That
I have
is
to say.
Not a fantastic fact. No, we debunked that straight away, didn't we? Did you know there are 1 trillion stars in the universe for every human on Earth? Isn't that cool? 1 trillion. 1 trillion.
That puts us into context.
Absolutely. When you're staring into space, my goodness. Did you know in Japanese there's at least 20 different ways to say sorry?
That's so cool. Mm. That's like I read recently in European languages, you know, when you're looking at the subtitles of something like, say, you're listening to a Spanish footballer interview or something, mm-hmm. and there's like one sentence, but the Spanish footballer has said like three times as many words. English is much more efficient at getting communication across on a word by word basis than, say, the Latin languages like Spanish and Italian.
Mm, true.
But that's incredible about Japanese.
There you go. Yeah. In Ireland, we say sorry for everything, don't we?
Sorry?
Excuse me? Sorry? Sorry? So sorry about
my
that.
Bad.
Sorry.
Apologies.
Sorry. You're blocking me. Sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. You know, so we're just polite people, I think.
We've got a post-colonial hangover, I think, is what the issue is.
Yeah. I think that's exactly it. That is a fantastic fact. David, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
No radio? It's fine. You can get the full show Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands103.com, or you can download the free app from, I don't know, wherever you get your apps, I suppose. David, do me a favour. Grab that guitar.
Get the guitar?
Yeah, get the guitar. Here we go. We have a guitar in the corner of the studio.
Are you going to play it?
Take a seat.
Do you want the guitar there?
No, you're going to play it.
I get out.
Go on. Give us a tune.
To the people of the
Give
Midlands.
Give us a tune. Go on, David.
Jeez. You've sold me a pup here.
Oh, of course I did. That's
come
what
here.
I do.
Come in to me, David, when you're finished reading the headlines,
he
says.
Yeah. Go on, play us an old song.
Oh,
play
God,
us an old
okay.
ballad. Here we go. Are you ready?
Bit of Jimi Hendrix.
Ladies and gents, we ready for this?
Oh, I love it.
Wow, look at that. Amazing.
I David apologize Hollywood, to everybody.
The man of many talents. Would you stop out of that?
God, my
You'd be
heart.
Busking on Patrick Street in no time. People would be throwing coins at you.
They would be throwing coins at me, yeah.
But did you know, right, a lot of people are learning the piano just to play Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh.
Yeah, people are going out of their way just to learn Bohemian
Rhapsody.
Is this
a new development?
It is a new development.
Why?
So apparently, people wish to could play this song the most on the piano, followed by Elton John's Your Song. Lovely song.
Your Song.
Your Song.
I don't know that song.
It's a little bit funny. Do you know that one?
No.
Go on, play it on the guitar. I'll sing it. You play the guitar.
Play the guitar. Play the song I don't know.
You don't know, exactly.
Yeah.
John Lennon's Imagine as well.
I know that song.
Yeah, go for it, Zuck.
I don't know. No, I just know. I've heard of it. Like,
all right.
Imagine all the people.
Can you play Let It Be by the Beatles?
No.
Right, okay. Well, that's another tune that people want to play on the piano. And Adele's breakup tune, Someone Like You. Can you give that a whack?
I don't know.
So you only can play Jimi Hendrix tunes, is it?
A bit of blues. Like.
Give me the blues. Go on.
Yeah.
Give me the blues. You ready? Woke up this morning, I'm feeling fine. I'm with David Hollywood, he's a pal of mine. Yeah, man. Oh, I love it, dude. We need to set up our own blues team.
Yeah.
Yes, I love it. I love it. What a talent. You kept that to yourself, didn't you?
I desperately tried to until suddenly I'm playing the guitar. Yeah.
About 80,000 people right now, David. So don't worry about it. It's fine.
Me and
it's
Joe okay. Cooney, when I'm on the late shift, we talk guitar.
You jam, do you?
I haven't played it since I was about 18.
Joe, if you're listening to this, you need to get David Holly.
Joe Cooney got me back into it.
But I have to confess, I learned the piano. Well, a little bit of the piano, just to play one song.
Well, you're very musical, Peter.
Nah, no, I'm a chancer. I'm a chancer who gets away with it sometimes. but I had to learn one song. So never mind Imagine by the John Lennon or Let It Be by the Beatles or anything like that. It was one song I wanted to learn on the piano. And this is it right here. This is actually my attempt to play it, okay?
Okay.
You hear this?
I'm listening.
You ready?
Hmm.
I knew it would be this.
Excellent. Which is actually this. Still Snoop Dogg and D. Yes.
Still.
Guess who's back?
Still.
That's the only thing I wanted to learn on the piano. And now I've forgotten how to play it.
I was showing my 8-year-old daughter this song when they played it at Super Bowl there.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah. We were looking at Super Bowl videos. What a tune.
What a tune. Yeah. It's only 25 years old now, you know that?
I noticed when I saw Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg at the Super Bowl, they looked a good bit older than that music video.
They did, yeah.
Although Dr. Dre, like, doesn't age much at all.
He doesn't, no. When you're worth billions, though, you don't age too much, you know what I mean? Okay. Yeah, you can afford that rich moisturiser cream, you know what I mean?
Moisturiser cream or whatever he likes to do.
Yeah, he doesn't play the blues like you, though.
No, certainly not. Thank God.
Right, David, I shall chat you at 9. We'll hear more from you. And in the meantime, keep playing the blues, dude.
Yeah.
Well done. Nice one. Get this show in full Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands 103. Interesting one here on page number 3. Asia's richest man picks up $100 million tab for his son's pre-wedding party. Not even a wedding. It's the pre-wedding party cost him $100 million. And that includes getting the likes of Mark Zuckerberg over, Bill Gates and all those, Ivanka Trump. And he even got Rihanna to sing a 19-song set at the pre-wedding bash. Now, look, there are no strangers to this because before they had hired the likes of Coldplay to play a private gig, Beyonce as well. But yeah, so that's for a pre-wedding party. Read more about that in The Independent this morning. Tell you what, Rihanna, Coldplay, Beyonce, never mind that. Give me a resi bar at 3 o'clock in the morning after a wedding when somebody all of a sudden discovers a guitar and the tunes are flowing. You don't need Rihanna at that stage. Breakfast with Peter Dunne on Midlands 103. Weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. These are the highlights. David, do me a favour. Grab that guitar.
Get the guitar?
Yeah, get the guitar. Here you go. We have a guitar in the corner of the studio.
Are you going to play it?
Take a seat.
Do you want the guitar there?
No, you're going to play it.
I get out.
Go on.
Give us a tune. To the people of the Midlands.
Give us a tune. Go on, David.
Jeez. You've sold me a pup here.
Oh, of course I did. That's
come
what
here.
I do.
Come in to me, David, when you're finished reading the headlines,
he
says.
Go on, play us an old song.
Oh,
play
God, old okay.
Here we go. You ready?
Bit of Jimi Hendrix.
Ladies and gents, we ready for this?
Oh, I love it.
Wow, look at that. Amazing.
I apologise to everybody.
The man of many talents. Would you stop out of that?
God, my
You'd be
heart.
Busking on Patrick Street in no time. People would be throwing coins at you.
They would be throwing coins at me, yeah.
But did you know, right, a lot of people are learning the piano just to play Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh.
Yeah, people are going out of their way just to learn Bohemian
Rhapsody.
Is
this a new development?
It is a new development. So apparently, people wish to could play this song the most on the piano, followed by Elton John's Your Song. Lovely song.
Your Song.
Your Song.
I don't know that song.
It's a little bit funny. Do you know that one?
No.
Go on, play it on the guitar. I'll sing. You play the guitar.
Play the guitar. Yeah. Play the song I don't know.
You don't know, exactly. Yeah. John Lennon's Imagine as well.
I know that song.
Yeah, go for it, so come on.
I don't know. No, I just know. I've heard of it. Like, all right. Imagine all the people.
Can you play Let It Be by the Beatles?
No.
Right, okay. Well, that's another tune that people want to play on the piano. And Adele's breakup tune, Someone Like You. Can you give that a whack?
I don't know.
So you only can play Jimi Hendrix tunes, is it?
A bit of blues. Like.
Give me the blues. Go on.
Yeah.
Give me the blues. You ready? Woke up this morning, I'm feeling fine. I'm with David Hollywood, he's a pal of mine. Yeah, man. Oh, I love it, dude. We need to set up our own blues team.
Yeah.
Yes, I love it. I love it. What a talent. You kept that to yourself, didn't you?
I desperately tried to until suddenly I'm playing the guitar. Yeah.
About 80,000 people right now, David. So don't worry about it. It's fine.
Me and
it's
Joe okay. Cooney, when I'm on the late shift, we talk guitar.
You jam, do you?
I haven't played it since I was about 18.
Joe, if you're listening to this, you need to get David Hollywood.
Joe Cooney got me back into it.
But I have to confess, I learned the piano
well, a little bit of the piano, just to play one song.
Well, you're very musical, Peter.
Yeah, I know. I'm a chancer. I'm a chancer who gets away with it sometimes. but I had to learn one song. So never mind Imagine by the John Lennon or Let It Be by the Beatles or anything like that. It was one song I wanted to learn on the piano. And this is it right here. This is actually my attempt to play it, okay?
Okay.
You hear this?
I'm listening.
You ready?
I knew it would be this. Excellent.
Which is actually this.
Still Snoop Dogg and D.I.
Yes!
Still.
Guess who's back?
Still.
That's the only thing I wanted to learn on the piano. And now I've forgotten how to play it.
I was showing my 8-year-old daughter this song when they played it at Super Bowl there.
Oh, brilliant.
We were looking at Super Bowl videos. What a tune.
What a tune. Yeah. It's only 25 years old now, you know that?
I noticed when I saw Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg at the Super Bowl, they looked a good bit older than that music video.
They did,
Dr. Dre, like, doesn't age much at all.
He doesn't, no. When you're worth billions, though, you don't age too much, you know what I mean? Okay. Yeah, you can afford that rich moisturiser cream, you know what I mean?
Moisturiser cream or whatever he likes to do.
Yeah, he doesn't play the blues like you, though.
No, certainly not. Thank God.
Right, David, I shall chat to you at 9. We'll hear more from you. And in the meantime, keep playing the blues, dude.
Yeah.
Well done. Nice one. Breakfast with Peter Dunne on Midlands 103. Weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. These are the highlights. Soft Cell on Midlands 103. Tainted Love. 8 minutes to 8. Now, to be a pilot, you need to be fairly clever. You know, you need to know your stuff. There's certain requirements you need to meet, as in you have to be a certain ratio for, you know, from your waist up and from your waist down. You know, you can't be colorblind or anything like that. You obviously have to have the stomach for flights, and for one pilot you have to have the ability to deliver a baby. Yep. His name is Jarkin Sharsusko. He was piloting a Vietjet plane from Taiwan to Bangkok when a woman went into labor. So he was quick thinking, mid-flight, and not only was he flying a couple of hundred people on a plane, he said, yeah, here, I'll deliver the baby. Hold on to that gear stick there. Back in a sec. So he rushed to the aid of the woman who was in labor in one of the plane's toilets, and he took to Instagram, and he said, I've been a pilot for 18 years, and I just helped a newborn baby on the plane. So the father of one said the crew had nicknamed the child Sky Baby. So there you go. He's a pilot with Vietjet. Are you thinking what I'm thinking? Yeah. If that was Ryanair, they'd probably charge him for the baby as soon as they landed the plane. You didn't book a baby onto that plane. Well, come on. Extra baggage. Here we go. Hand it over. The money, that is. Here's Bruno Mars, Midlands 103. Breakfast with Peter Dunne on Midlands 103. Weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. These are the highlights. David, you've heard about this new fad called Bitcoin or something like that.
You know, yeah.
This thing that's like, it'll be one of those things that's just in and out and we forget about it.
That's it.
Yep.
I may have seen a headline about it at some point.
So Laszlo Hyenas once paid 10,000 Bitcoin for 2 Papa John's pizzas. It was delivered to his home. So he put it out on the internet that, hey, I'll give somebody 10,000 Bitcoin if you give me 2 pizzas delivered to my house. Oh, and somebody said, yeah, I'll do it, no problem. So they got in touch with Papa John's and they paid for the pizza. They got the pizza delivered to his house. And he enjoyed the pizzas, he said.
I'd say so. Like, sure, yeah. two pizzas, that's really indulgent.
Well, do you know how much it'll be worth now?
I'd say it's worth more than 2 pizzas.
Slightly more.
Yeah.
$670 million.
That is more than 2. How many pizzas would you get?
Well, it's funny because he was asked that question. Like, it was put to him. And this is his response.
You spent about $800 million on pizzas. It was two pizzas, actually.
Oh, you got two pizzas out of it.
No. It was two pizzas. All right, okay. Yeah, but yeah, it was two pizzas. Okay. So since that, it has matured to $670 million is what he would have spent on pizza. And he was asked, you know, would you, you know, what happens when you think about what you've done? And he said...
I think thinking like that is not really good for me.
No. You reckon?
I'm sorry to that guy.
Yeah.
But... he's pretty tragic. Look, the only thing I'd say is now obviously the guy with 10,000 Bitcoin was quids in no matter what happens, but that Bitcoin has cratered in value over the years. It's gone up and down a lot, but generally if you bought in late on Bitcoin, you're probably got a bit of blood on your nose at this point.
Yeah, true indeed. But two pizzas though, come on.
Doesn't get much worse than that.
He must look at his bank account and go, God damn it. Where are the even nice pizzas?
Come here, though. You've heard stories of people with Bitcoin on hard drives that they've accidentally thrown out.
That they've dumped. You're
and
right.
They've gone to the dump and searched through the dump for something worth millions of quid not found it, obviously.
No. Ah, well. Look, if you think your day is going really bad, then... It's not as bad as him.
I don't feel so bad about not being able to save up any money, generally speaking. At least we're not in this situation, Peter.
But here, look on the bright side.
It was two pizzas, actually.
It was two pizzas, actually.
Yeah, excuse me.